If the drought continues, these pockets of trees that are dying will get bigger and could eventually merge with each other, and you could see it's not here on the Tahoe right now, but if you look at forests to the north and south of us, there are widespread areas of pine and other types of trees mortality. We don't have that here, but what we have is the makings of it.
Yes, California is in a serious drought. How does a forest protect itself from drought? And how can we help our forests avoid these stressful circumstances? Today's segment is part of the series titled Water is a Many Splendored Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. Mark Brown is a civiculturist for the Tahoe National Forest of the U.S. Forest Service. You're probably wondering, what exactly is a civiculturist? Well, a civiculturist monitors forestry activities and helps to direct compliance with government laws. They also monitor and prevent forest fires. Today, Mark is busy. California is in its fourth consecutive year of drought, and the forests are starting to show some weaknesses. I asked Mark, how bad are the conditions in the Tahoe National Forest?
Two things have happened this year especially, and there are a lot of trees that just don't look as green as they normally do. A lot of what we're seeing there is not so much imminent mortality in the forest as it is the previous year's needles are browning and dying. If you look really closely, we had quite the little windstorm over the weekend. Trees look greener now, and it's because most of those old dead needles blew off and fell all over our roads out here and made them kind of slick for a couple of days. That is an effect of the drought. We're seeing more needle dieback than you normally do on our pine trees. The needles are the source of how the trees turn carbon dioxide into nutrition for themselves. And if there's fewer of them, and there probably are in a drought situation like this because the trees are trying to conserve water, if you look at tree growth rings, you can tell over the life cycle of a tree when it was a dry year and when it was a wet year, because the tree rings are bigger because the trees grow better then, and they grow less when it's dry.
The bark beetle can really create a problem in a forest. Mark explained how and why this happens.
A healthy tree, got plenty of water, it's growing really well and everything, it also has lots of sap in it. Those bark beetles are always out there, but if the tree is healthy and they bore into the bark, the tree will literally pitch them out. It'll produce so much sap and pitch that it'll drown the bugs. When it's dry like this, the beetles will continue their attacks, and there won't be enough sap in the tree to kill the bugs. And they'll be what's called a successful attack. And they'll girdle the tree and it'll start dying.
It seems so over the top. The Tahoe National Forest and adjacent lands are densely populated with oak, fir, cedar, and pine trees. Whether you're observing from a plane window or driving along one of the backcountry roads, you can see scattered brown sections of unhealthy trees across the countryside. What can a community really do to improve these bad conditions? And how can we reduce the fire danger?
What can we do to help the forest? Generally speaking, you'll find that in most of the national forest here in California, here in the Tahoe also, our forests are in a somewhat overstock conditions. They have so many trees in them that they're fine in a good year, but they become overstressed due to that competition factor when they're stressed by drought. So the best thing we can do is to do thinning operations in the forest to reduce the total number of trees per acre on the ground and release more water, nutrition, sunlight to the remaining trees. And they'll be better able to cope when it comes to a drought situation like this. We have ongoing operations doing that right now.
Well, my first response to our forest problem is start praying for rain. According to Mark, the pockets of current mortality would not get any bigger if the rains come back. In fact, everything would go back to normal. But if drought conditions continue, we will need to think and act quickly to the possibility of more forest fires. Prevention is the best cure. Thin the forests and prepare communities for severe fires. That means defensible space. When water begins to disappear, life as we know it has to adjust. This is another reminder that all life is built on the life-giving qualities of water. Appreciate it and don't take it for granted. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.